Hello, I am Thales and Cortin, and in this podcast, I will discuss a little bit about data mining. I will use the basis the paper called From Data Mining to Knowledge Discovery in Databases. It was written by Usama Fayad, Gregory Shapiro, and Padraig Smith. It was published by the American Association for Artificial Intelligence in 1996. At this time, the authors were already discussing about data mining. This is to say that data mining is not exactly a new topic. However, since these papers from Fayad and Shapiro and Smith also, they are discussing the difference between data mining and what they call the knowledge discovery in databases, which in my opinion is the most important process. Because if you have a look in this paper, it is open in the internet, you see that they provide a very interesting figure, and this figure is very common in several papers. In this figure, they provide several steps. The figure number one, an overview of the steps that compose the knowledge discovery in databases, or KDD, process. They start from data until what they call knowledge. And in the interval of these two elements, from data up to knowledge, they have data, then a selection of data to create what they call target data. After this, pre-processing, so they provide a pre-processed data. After this, they transform data, and then they apply data mining to obtain patterns, and from the patterns, some process called interpretation or evaluation, which will guide the user or the analyst to obtain a certain knowledge about the input data. So they provide an overview of this whole process, which starts from raw data, and at the end they have patterns, and after evaluation they have knowledge. So the main idea provided by these authors is what they call KDD process, knowledge discovery in databases. So the entire process is called KDD, but only one step in this entire process is called data mining, which is a step that connects transformed data to patterns. And nowadays, what we have when we say data mining, several authors which use the term data mining, in my opinion, they want to say KDD. But since they did not read this original paper, they call data mining, but they do selection, preprocessing, transformation. They do all these steps from the raw data up to knowledge, and they call this data mining. However, data mining is only one step in the KDD process. So I would suggest all the analysts that it's a very common term today, data analysis or data analyst, and data scientists, which are people that deals with several databases. So when several authors say in their papers that they use data mining, what probably they mean is that they use pattern recognition algorithms, clustering algorithms, supervised or unsupervised classification algorithms, because this is a step in the whole process, which is called KDD, or knowledge discovery in databases. If you get the original paper, you will see even there's a typo in the figure one, which is from data to target data. They put probably a mistake, target date, check there, and you see this minor mistake in the original paper. There's a specific sentence in this article that I would like to quote, which is, data mining is a step in the KDD process that consists of applying data analysis and discovery algorithms that produce a particular enumeration of patterns or models over the data. So it's very important to use the original idea. If in some cases nowadays we have different things from the original idea of KDD, but it's important to highlight the original idea from 1996 from Fayad, Shapiro and Smith, which provided this very interesting idea, which is used up to today for several processes that we have involving big databases, and we want to make discoveries in these big databases. Thanks for your attention. I also have a YouTube channel, which I ask you to visit and to subscribe. Please also subscribe to this podcast. Always discuss papers, seminal papers, basic ideas, and I accept suggestions if you have. So please let's keep in touch and provide feedback on this, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, in which I put algorithms, databases, and I try to explain how several algorithms work, not only in classification, but also in remote sensing and image processing. Thank you.